This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Republican Ken Buck doesn't regret his opposition to Jim Jordan's bid for House Speaker. After three failed votes, House Republicans decided to look for a new nominee. Buck is confident there is someone who can get 217 Republican votes.
Now we get to candidates that don't have as much institutional opposition, and I think we stand a better chance of getting someone elected.
Some Jordan supporters were unhappy with the outcome. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert blamed appropriators for Jordan losing the gavel, calling them, quote, the deepest of the swamp creatures. Colorado saw a record number of documented hate crimes last year. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on some new data from the FBI.
Coloradans reported a record 317 bias-motivated crimes in 2022. Crimes motivated by a victim's race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, or other defining characteristic. The data shows the most common biased crime was motivated by race, followed by sexual orientation, and then religion. Colorado and the federal government don't track outcomes of reported hate crimes, and advocates say the number is likely an undercount. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A new rule could accelerate Colorado's shift to electric cars. State air quality regulators held hearings this week on the proposed regulations. They would require car makers to sell 80% zero-emissions vehicles in the state by 2032. Governor Jared Polis's administration modeled the rule on similar regulations in California. This is CPR News and KRCC.